With the confession recorded, an agreement was easy made. I was to be provided with 2/3 of the Balfour estate income for so long as my uncle should live. Thereafter, Shaws would revert entirely to me.
We had some times, Alan, didn't we?
And some close scrapes.
Fighting off a whole crew of tarry sailors.
Half the redcoats of Scotland.
Risking our necks every day.
Ah, there are worse things in the world than to be hanged.
Our last walk together, after so many hills and mountains and riverbanks and dangers. Though we tried, neither of us had much heart to talk. The same thought was uppermost in both, that we were near the time of our parting.
Well, goodbye, Alan Breckstewart.
Goodbye, David Balfour of Shaws.
Here's my hand.
I will only take your hand, Davy. I'll embrace you like the brother you are. You take care of yourself, laddie.
And you take care in France.
I felt so lost and lonesome without my friend that I could have found it in my heart to sit down by the dyke and weep like any baby.
You can check the monitor there. Are these map coordinates definitely correct?
I have triple checked.
Okay, understood. I'm going to open the doors. Here we go. Do you see anything?
I don't. I'm not sure what I'm looking at here.
I just need to adjust the focus. Hold on.
This is a weather warning for the following bases. McMurdo, Antelope, Eugan.
The storm is coming in faster than I thought.
We should shut it down.
It's fine. Just a few seconds. Okay, recalibrating. Anything?
The coordinates are right, but nothing is coming through yet. I think we should close it.
2 more seconds. It's probably just a transmission delay. Oh, no. No.
What is it? What happened?
It's stuck. The doors are stuck. They must have iced up.
Rory, what the hell are you doing?
Sorry, Wanda. I'm just shutting it down now.
Oh, Rory. You know how much trouble we're going to get in for this?
I'll take full responsibility.
Wanda, I'm going to have to shut you off. I've got too much to focus on here.
What can I do?
Hit that switch over there. We should be able to reroute some of the heating to the observatory. If we can blast enough hot air up, we might clear the ice.
Do I do it now?
Not yet. Now! Aha!
What's that?
It's a little gizmo I concocted last winter. It pulls data from the radio telescope. I modified the signal and hooked it up to an amplifier.
Why would you do that?
I like the weird noises it made.
Ah, true science. Is that really something vital you need?
It'll come in handy, trust me.
Fine. You have the keys to the snowmobile?
Yes.
Then let's go.
Can you drive one of these?
What, you can't?
I can, but I can't stop shaking.
Oh, okay. Put the bags on the trailer.
Yeah.
I'll warm up the engine.
Now, Oswald, where's your master?
Madam within. But never man so changed. I told him of the army that was landed. He smiled at it. I told him you were coming. His answer was, the worse. Of Gloucester's treachery and of the loyal service of his son, when I informed him, then he called me sot and told me I had turned the wrong side out. What most he should dislike seems pleasant to him. What like? Offensive.
Then shall you go no further?
Friar Peter?
My lord.
Know you that Friar Lodowick that she speaks of?
I know him for a man divine and holy. Not scurvy nor temporary meddler, as he's reported by this gentleman. And on my trust, a man that never yet did, as Lucio vouches, misreport your grace.
My lord, most villainously, believe it.
Well, in time he may come to clear himself. But at this instant he is sick, my lord, of a strange fever.
Oh.
Upon his mere request, being come to knowledge that there was complaint intended against Lord Angelo, came I hither to speak as from his mouth. What he doth know is true and false, and what he, with his oath and all probation, will make up full clear whensoever he's summoned. First, for this woman, to justify this worthy nobleman, so vulgarly and personally accused, her shall you hear disproved to her eyes, till she herself confess it.
Good, friar, let's hear it.